Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. When you go out to, I don't know, go to Starbucks or go to the grocery store or go pick up dinner for your family, there's a lot of risks that you take, right? I mean, you know, when you get into your car, you start it up and you go drive your car to wherever it is you're going to go and go get your stuff and bring it back, right? And you know, maybe you have to go for a longer drive or something like that. But that's if you get right down to it, that's potentially risky activity because a lot of things could happen, right? You could end up you could get in an accident. And it's all kinds of things that could happen, right? But or even just taking a walk outside, right? There's risks of things that could happen to you. But for the most part, most people don't even think about those risks, right? We take due care. We do the basic things, right? And that's not to say that nothing's going to happen, but we don't get afraid or don't make a decision about something just because that something might happen, right? We don't let that affect us. But sometimes in the information security business, we're always on the lookout for threats, right? There's a threat behind every corner. So what do you do, right? And when you could get paralyzed by fear or just the overwhelmed by the number of things that could potentially go wrong, that you don't do anything sometimes, and that's bad. And living in that mindset and that there's always a risk. I mean, it's just mentally. It's not healthy for you to be in that mindset. And honestly, I think if you're an information security person and you're going off about all the different threats to an executive, I mean, at some point they just tune you out, right? Because if everything's a threat, nothing's a threat. So, you know, what's really important? And, you know, the way I look at it, right, it's like when you go get in your car, right? What do? One of the first things you do is put your seatbelt on. Your seatbelt is, you know, it's one of those things. It's a basic, preventative measure in case you do get in an accident that keeps you in place so that you don't end up through the windshield. And, you know, I mean, again, that's not going to prevent you from having, there's all kinds of things that could happen, but it's one of those preventative things that we do. And likewise, there's airbags in the car now, right? And if you get into a head-on collision, that those help you from, impaling yourself on the steering wheel or, you know, the dashboard or whatever. And there's other security measures that are being put in cars over time that will, you know, improve if something does happen to you, right, that you'll be able to walk away from it, hopefully with no injuries, but if any injuries, it'd hopefully be minor ones. And that's, that's kind of, you know, if I look at information security, right, when I look at the different companies I've looked at, there's always more things you can be doing, right, to be safer, and you know, there's more risks you could be mitigating, and you know, but what I realize is that most of the organizations I look at aren't doing the basics, right, which is you know, again, you don't need to have all, you know, I'm not saying you shouldn't get, you know, 0-day malware protection or whatever the current buzzword is, but if you're not doing the basics, then you can't really get a whole lot of benefit from 0-day malware protection, right? It's something you have to have, you know, the basic things in place, right? You have to have your segmentation. You have to have your, controls as you go from segment to say, you know, what can and can't do. And also make sure that access is least privileged, right? With making sure that, you know, the things I need to access are, you know, I can access those things, but nothing beyond that, right? And that's actually really hard. But this whole mindset of, you know, living like everything's a threat, right? Which is it's actually not good for the mind, right? And this is, you know, I think it's part of why people who have post-traumatic stress disorder or shell shock or whatever term you want to use, people that have been through wars and that kind of thing, they're basically living in a mindset that there's a lot of threats, and maybe I'm overstating it or not stating it correctly, but I'm sure it has some effect in there, right? That you're still trapped into this combat mindset, right? And that's not a good mind. It's not a healthy mindset for anybody to live in, you know, whether you're an InfoSec or not. But I think we as, you know, information security professionals, right? We have to dial it back a little bit, right? What are the most important things to be doing, right? And we could be articulating all kinds of threats, right? But it's part of what we have to do is also when when you hear about the latest whatever, right? You know, if you're a trusted advisor, you can contextualize that for whoever is making the decisions and say, yes, this is important, but there are things that are probably even more important that we're not doing, right? And so it's that kind of stuff, right? Because of course the media likes to sensationalize everything and plays into this mindset that everything's a threat. When they're right to an extent, but how is that, but what can you do about it, right? I mean, again, you can do, you can spend all your time trying to protect against every possible threat, or you can, or you can do nothing, and yeah, maybe you might succumb to something, but, start with the basics, right? I mean, that's the, again, it's like when you get in your car, right? You put your seatbelt on, it's that kind of a thing, right? Make sure, at the bare minimum, make sure you're doing the basics, and maybe there's additional things you can do, but let's start there, and let's not live in this combat mindset. I mean, we have to be aware of all the threats. And that's not to say that you should be Pollyanna about everything, but at the same time, I think you can't be living your life as if there's a threat around every corner, right? You have to, you have to be a little bit more, you can't just live your life as if everything's a threat. It just doesn't work in the long run. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.